hello. It is an exciting day for hip-hop, for music. Kendrick Lamar releases his new album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. I am not doing a review, but I got to listen to it for the first time. Doing a bunch of stuff, making tea, working out, all this kind of stuff in the morning. Like Kendrick always, sort of very layered albums, dense, filled with so many words per minute even, that it's hard to build your full first impressions off it, especially a review, especially from someone like me what is my right to be able to do that. But what I did want to talk about was just my, some of my reactions, some of my thoughts and impressions based off the first listen. I'm a huge hip-hop fan, huge Kendrick Lamar fan. It's been a long time, people waiting for this album. Started off with the announcement, the announcement on Instagram, and then the video, the Heart Part 5 with some deep fake technology in here. Let's see if I can get one. There we go. And so obviously, that's done. Yeah, number one trending music, 21 million views, and people very excited for this album to come out. So I'm going to jump in. I'll switch the screen here. I didn't even know how people do this. I know there's all these wonderful people who are doing reviews and stuff. I'm just going to go through my route hope you enjoy. If you have any thoughts, any feedback, would love to discuss this. This is something I've been really excited for and glad to see Kendrick back. So first note, the beat switches are back. They're not as drastic as they were on Damn, but it does sort of continue. And what I liked is there's some moments where they're sort of building you up to what you think is going to be a relatively big beat drop. I think the one example I heard was Savior, and then it actually ends up to be a little bit mellow and then starts to build back in. And so I think there's some nice plays with our own expectations based on hip-hop music in general, but also our understanding of Kendrick too. And on top of that, there has been these sort of lots of experiments with flows, some beautiful sort of melodies during this album, but then also some of Kendrick's foundational flows that we come to expect with the quick pace, almost that strained yelling, very powerful overall. And, nothing better than hearing you just hear this beat come that's, and then you hear the fast flow come in, and a couple great examples of this throughout the album. So a couple things that I picked up just from listening, and again, too deep, I didn't read the lyrics, I just listened to this. One of them was, I thought was really interesting, was this part about writer's block. And so obviously there was a distance between his last album, I think I'm going to say 2017, sorry, for Damn. So that's a pretty long wait. I think, I've always wondered about artists who are, creating music on such a regular pace, how hard it must be, unless you're just channeled and letting, obviously that's your job, that's your role, and you're around people who are creative and talented, but inspiration seems, at least for me personally, wanes and goes back and forth. And I must imagine this is the same thing for artists, no matter what pedestal that we put them on. And I think Kendrick really nicely and powerfully shares that experience through this. So I appreciate him sort of saying that, and glad that he got through the writer's block, found that channel, found the inspiration. And he sort of says this is yours truly, this is God streaming through me as I release this music, as I share what I'm sharing here on this album. And so it was considered, a two-part album. On Spotify, it's grouped as one. I'm guessing, I don't want to sound like the idiot here, but when does the actual switch happen? Seems to be around sort of, maybe I'm wrong. Oh, yeah, no, it's right here. Count Me Out. I was like, I listened to it while working out and stuff. So Count Me Out is then the start of the second one. And Count Me Out, banger. Great song. I'll take anything with a chorus line. But just to go back through a couple notes, there is obviously some length to this album. Overall, I think the album could be just as powerful, more compact and more condensed. Saying that, it's Kendrick. We've been waiting a long time. We're eating. We're never going to say no to more Kendrick. And I think, I think it makes sense that he had all of this in him and released it. And in even saying that, there's no filler moments. It's just I had this sort of dual experience where these songs actually felt very fast and quick and transitioning, especially the first 9 songs. And then obviously as you get deeper into it, it feels, starts to feel a little bit longer there. And so again, people having different experiences of this album, they'll start to pick and play and do different songs. But I do think there was a little maybe less differentiation in the beats and the actual overall sound through some of it, although there was a lot of differences that I think that blended it all together. And there's a couple of times I found between the blending of the instrumentals and then obviously the sort of quick lyrics, the density of lyrics, that I sort of phased out a couple times. And maybe that was actually a positive thing. It was like a line that had been said earlier had sent me on this like sort of thought spiral. And then so I missed the next couple of lines. But I think that's what happens when you sort of jam pack with so many lyrics, so dense. And to say that, you know, Kendrick's a master at that. I'm not really going to complain. And I've always been someone who loves to hear people flexing flows, lyrical prowess, and using these, you know, incredible rhyme schemes to build complexity in layers. So I'm not really, again, not going to complain. What I will do is listen again, reference lyrics, and excited for always people sort of deconstructing what Kendrick's writing in these songs, because it goes so much deeper than the surface level. And we've seen that over and over again with the kind of rhymes that he's putting together. So there's a couple other themes throughout this album: power, manhood, lust, childhood trauma, that I think are important to be spoken about, that I'm thank Kendrick for talking about, that are, you know, dear and near to my heart and to many, everyone in the world, but I think especially directed towards, in this case, a lot of men who struggle with this but don't necessarily want to talk about it or show it, or and so to have someone like this who's as strong as Kendrick and who has done so much for the world and for the culture, it's great to hear him talking so transparently about this and honestly. So I'm gonna try to keep them jumping around just so with overall things right now, but what I noticed, I sort of started to go just write some general notes and then started to go a little bit more track by track as I realized like what's the best way to break this down. And so I'll jump through the first couple songs, which was a fantastic opener. What I noticed then is sort of Die Hard is the first song that has this sort of pop feel to it, and that pop feel is sort of put throughout the album, but there's less of it throughout the album than maybe even past music from Kendrick, I think, which is fine. I think he has the right to do it. I actually encourage that. I'm happy. There were a couple songs, I think, later in the album, and I guess I shouldn't be jumping around, but Mr. Morale, sort of one of the title tracks, I felt had this sort of strange mix between almost pop and hip-hop, sort of trying to feel like it was like two things at once, which had been like done well personally, but like, you know, personally this had a little bit of conflict for me, but maybe on other lessons I won't feel that same way. And obviously this blend between pop and hip-hop has been done really well before. For some reason I'm thinking of Loyalty with Rihanna, but in this case there felt like a little bit of conflict, and that was the title track, so you obviously expect there's weight on the title track. So that was just something interesting to hear, sort of the pop distilled through it. But overall, it was very, very much hip hop, a lot of rapping, and I'm grateful for that. So a couple other things that stuck out to me, I'll do a little wrap up of the couple stand up songs for me, but Father Time is incredibly powerful. I was so happy to hear Sampha on it. I was like, oh, you know, that chorus comes in, what a beautiful sort of haunting voice he has. And you know, I think many of us struggle in our world, and a lot of that is connected down to our childhood, and a lot of that for men is their connection to father. And so for Kendrick again to address that so honestly is really powerful. And I like that he sort of said the daddy issues are on him. And I think that's something that we all experience. I've had that own experience. And once you get to a certain age, it's your responsibility to take care of these things. But we don't always do that. And so I think, again, very powerful songs like I don't know if it was this exact song, but there were some really nice Drake and Kanye references in these little group of tracks here. Everything I was is basically everything I was is what Kendrick said, which, you know, a little bit of play with Kanye and everything I am. So that was really nice. The songs, I didn't feel like they overstayed their welcome. I did have that experience early of the album feeling fast and then slowing down a little bit. And then as I moved in a little bit forward through this, like rich spirit, you know, I love the line, sort of stop playing before I turn you into a song. And personally, I felt attacked about living life on a computer. I live life on a computer. I'm on it right now. I'm speaking to you through this computer. So Kendrick, that hurt my feelings, but I understand. And then I think what has, even from an early commentary before listening to what I had seen, and you don't like to taint your expectations, but this We Cry Together. And We Cry Together has, that's a big impact song, you know, a couple fighting, switch between male and female, incredible raps, and some great moments of just comedy, like, you know, about fucking the cousin, and literally had a laugh out loud more in the morning making tea listening to that. So really standout track for me. I didn't want that to taint me because I had seen that before, but as soon as this track opened, I was like, oh shit, and what is, look to see what it was, We Cry Together, and it all sort of clicked in my mind. So definitely a standout on the album. Always nice to hear Kendrick singing. Does that a little bit more on sort of Purple Hearts, a couple of the other tracks, and he does switch between obviously these hard rapping sort of flows and then the nice sort of layered melodic Kendrick, almost sort of like the mumble or humming, I would actually say, more than mumble, that he does. So again, enjoyed that a lot. Count Me Out is strong as it sort of starts out, now that I know that that's the first of the second piece here. Honestly, anything with a chorus line gets me, so thank you for putting that in. And there was an interesting sort of couple of like sort of Kanye-like transitions, and not that you like to compare, but sort of where things drop, some melodies come in or some piano comes in, and then it's almost like some yells, and it's like all layered on top of each other and then transition. So that was really interesting. I enjoyed some of the talk about sort of like hustle culture and how it didn't make him happy. That's something that I mean many of us have dealt with and is sort of promoted in the culture that we are today. Work hard, keep your head down, keep going, find success. And he sort of talks about making money or buying a car and how it doesn't make him happy. These are all layered to different tracks. So I think a very strong sentiment and theme throughout, and lesson for all of us who are trying to chase success, trying to find things that are not necessarily not attainable, and if they are attainable, won't give you the fulfillment that you're actually looking for. So there was a couple features here. Kodak Black, there was this Savior interlude, which was a banger. I love when an interlude, you expect it to be like a 20-second sort of maybe talk track, and it was some great verses. And then even just in general, this idea of Savior. So it talks about LeBron. I forget who else is mentioned, you know, referenced in the song, but just this idea of like, they're not your saviors. I think that's something else. And I mean, Kendrick alludes to this himself. He's not your savior either, right? We look up to these celebrities, look up to these artists. They have their own problems. They're human, they have their own challenges, and it doesn't mean that, you know, they're not here to save us. They're just trying to save themselves, even so, and try to save the people around them. So it is hard, I would say, to select songs out of the album after the first listen. I will again jump into a couple standouts, but I think there are moments where, yeah, it sort of does blend together. As we move towards the end, there are a couple nice moments. This Anti-Diaries, it built so beautifully, the beat, and it was the first song that sort of ended before I felt it reached full maturity in my perspective. But that's actually more just a selfish desire that I wish I had heard that beat sort of come fully together, and or him at least continue on that. So that was my first one that I was sad. I was like, I wish this one wasn't over. But again, no songs overstayed their welcome. I never thought any song like, can this song end? He, you know, Kendrick kept you you know, and sort of entranced in the music. And and you know, again, even though maybe the album as a whole is obviously a little bit longer with the 18 songs, I didn't feel bored. I didn't feel you know, willing to turn this off. And I actually felt that it was a more easy or more easy listen than some of his past albums that are like sonically impactful or lyrically impactful to the point where it's not, I wouldn't say traumatizing to listen, but it's like you have to prepare yourself for that listen. So I enjoyed, even though there was some deep themes on here, it was a little bit more approachable to listen to, and I'm interested to see you know, people's response around that or feedback, where you know, I'm thinking of turning the tables and the dad listening to that on that channel there. So again, Mr. Morale, I think, you know, I would have, I hope to be maybe a little bit more impactful, but then Mother I Sober came, and that's just like a pure magic, trauma, love, pain, manhood, suffering. And then to hear the line about you breaking a generational curse, it was just a beautiful moment. I'm guessing that is Kendrick's child's voice. That's profound to me. It was a great way. They could have, he could have closed the album on this, and then he actually went with Mirror, and you know, I think that's a fascinating end to this, where he says, "I chose me, and I'm sorry for that." And I think that's a feeling that many of us can connect to as well too, where choosing ourselves is sometimes the best thing, but it almost feels selfish, even though it's not. And so, Kendrick, I'm glad you chose yourself. You deserve it, and you know, just thank you for, I guess, coming out with, taking the time to make music, taking the time to understand yourself and do the things that are important to you, and then deliver music when you can. I think we expect so much from artists today that sometimes it's almost not fair, and it puts so much pressure on someone who is really just, again, a human doing their best to navigate through a very volatile world. And as Kendrick shared, like, who has their own trauma, who has their own experiences and own things to deal with. So overall, like, I really did enjoy this. It was awesome listen mix between sort of like head bobbing and then just like obviously the thinking. I really enjoyed, just a couple last notes, sort of this rhyming as a coping mechanism. I thought that was a really powerful line, and we all have sort of these coping mechanisms in our life. And Kendrick chose rap, he chose hip-hop, he chose language, and obviously he did that very well, and the world is grateful for that. Lastly, just a couple standouts for me: We Cry Together, Father Time, Savior Interlude, and then Mother I Sober. And just overall, beautiful experience, long awaited. It's weird when we're in the culture where content is moving so fast. So I'm interested to hear Kendrick in the world of that today, of TikTok and all this stuff, the lasting power of this before, you know, the music sort of burns on and then people want another album or people move on to the next album release or whatever that is. There's going to be a subset of people who listen to this album. They love it. It becomes a big part of their sort of playlist and what they're listening to. And a lot of other people, like always, just like burning through or binging a television show, will burn through this album before then they look to the next music. And so that's really interesting to see where that ends up. And for myself, I have a couple tracks out of here that I mentioned that will probably end up on my playlist and stick around while other ones sort of fade into it before I re-listen again. I will say, listen to Damn again before this, and it was, man, what an album. So I did have, that album had a little bit more, I think, maybe of a visceral, like, wow, feel to it in a different way than this album. This album still did, but, and I don't actually put Damn in the rotation all the time, but when I do, I go listen to it, and I can listen to that thing. It's so fast and so powerful and so big. It's like, it's such an impressive feat. This album, as I continue to listen to it, I'm excited to see where that actually feels and where that lands once you start to understand the complexity, the layers, and have a little bit more of predictive mechanism or a familiarity with the music that makes it even more enjoyable. So this is Tyler, just from one listen. Thank you again, Kendrick. This was fantastic. I will continue to listen to this, look forward to seeing some reviews, some reactions, and just excited to have one of the greatest hip-hop artists come back and release another amazing piece of music. So thank you so much for checking this out. Bye-bye.